So then you went to see Dr. Cummins, and you had this blood test.
Yes.
What did you think of this blood test, and what did it mean to you?
I was pretty sure that I had this before I even walked into his office from my reading some of his articles online and other general descriptions. I would caution anybody against reading everything there is on the internet about alpha-gal. Because
terrifying.
It's,
yeah.
You know, medical journal articles, things like that, reputable sources, that's good. I didn't really know what to think, and I had a million questions about, you know, will this last forever? I can tell you that once, when I learned about it, I was surprised at myself. I was upset, of course, about not eating red meat anymore, but maybe it's because I'm 65 years old, I just thought, you know, there are a lot of worse things in the world. In fact, even allergy. I mean, having a reaction to gluten, for example, I think would impact my life a lot more seriously than the alpha-gal has.
Can you eat ice cream?
Very interesting question. I have not had a traditional super fatty big bowl of ice cream, which, trust me, I love and would love to have, but I have
so
had...
So you stayed away.
I have stayed away. I've had other kinds of ice cream, soy-based or cashew milk-based. Pretty tasty, actually. I have had a couple of bites or spoonsful of regular creamy ice cream, but nothing untoward there.
And you've stayed away from beef, pork, and lamb.
Yes, yes. I've made a couple of mistakes. I've intentionally stayed away from it, but there was one time when we grilled sausages, and my husband wanted a traditional pork sausage, and I was having a chicken sausage. And anyway, he's normally quite meticulous about keeping things separate and organized and everything, but for some reason this time it did not happen, and I was very hungry. And I said, well, which one is which? And he kind of looked at me like, oh, no, I don't remember. And I said, well, no, I'm sure this is the chicken. And I just, you know, cut it up. I didn't even think to look at the color of the meat. I just ate a bite.
You were a hungry person.
Yeah, and it tasted really good. And I realized something was wrong because, I mean, the chicken sausages are great. I have no problem with them. But this was something very special, and I was like, oh, dear.
Did you take Benadryl right away?
I did. I took two Benadryl, and
so
nothing happened.
You knew you hadn't made a mistake, and
yeah.
You took Benadryl and solved it really quickly.
Yeah.
Prophylactically.
Yeah, had no issue whatsoever after that. Oh, one other time we had subs, and my husband and I had a turkey sub, and my daughter had Italian, so it had all kinds of meat in it. And anyway, long story short is I took a bite of her sub, and that night I woke up itching and not too much intestinal distress, but by then I had an EpiPen. You know, I'd been prescribed an EpiPen, and I had the itching, and I had, even though it didn't seem like it was an emergency, I kept hearing both Dr. Cummins and my regular physician, who said, don't stop and think about it, and especially if there are two things, you go to the emergency room. Something might change quickly. So the problem is, one of the things to look out for was like, well, are you clearing your throat a lot? Right. Or are you having a problem breathing? Well, just wondering and thinking about this makes me kind of anxious.
Sure,
and sort of clear my throat. And, you know, so I didn't know, but I thought, okay, I'm just going to believe what they told me, and just when in doubt, go. So we went this time to a crowded emergency room, and they wanted to observe me for 4 hours, and so we were there, but nothing else happened. I was fine. I just had a little bit of the rash, and I eventually figured out that it was from that sub.
What tips would you tell somebody who's first experiencing this?